divided town. The only time I'd ever see a black man around. I'd rush out to watch as he picked up our cans, sweating a smile on his face, and I liked talking to him. He was the garbage man. Joe was our garbage man. He told me corny jokes and always made me laugh, and I'd run to catch up when his nosy rig passed. Though he sounded strange, kind of natural and free, his voice had a rhythm and a melody to me. He was the garbage man. Joe was our garbage man. Mom remained leery, said, "Leave that man alone. Fuel the boy's curiosity about the unknown." I became his pal, thought his truck was cool. He said, "There's more to life than this, so do good in school." The garbage man. Joe was our garbage man. The neighbors called him hateful names and never bought Joe. How can you talk so bad about someone you don't know? I wondered to myself, what had he done to them? Was I wrong to like him and call him my friend? The garbage man. Joe was our garbage man. It made no sense, all this hatred and fear. All he did was work and load that truck from the rear. Yeah, it was true, he didn't look like me, but there was a lot more to him than his color to see. The garbage man. Joe was our garbage man. Black skin grows thick, came to discard the things people say. Just another part of the trash that you haul away. He worked for the city for the past 30 years. In an orange jumpsuit, this became his career. Said he had 5 children, but 2 were dead. 1 in childbirth, 1 shot in the head. The garbage man. Joe was our garbage man. Quit school in Georgia in the 7th grade. Said his great-great-granddaddy came here as a slave. Tried his best to be a respected man, not just another brother slinging garbage cans. The garbage man. Joe was our garbage man. Knew that's part of the rubbish they didn't need, but put 2 kids through college who got their degrees. And I understood why he looked so pleased. 1 can at a time, their future guaranteed. The garbage man. Joe was our garbage man. Yeah, the garbage man. Joe was our